92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up later this hour, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Super Bowl as we're getting ready for that. We got our weekend movie preview as well, and today's sign of the apocalypse. Next hour, we'll get into our jobs report, give you the update on what's going on with unemployment, and much more right there. So getting started with top stories here in the news, the United States has shot down an object over Alaska. So a jet has shut down this unknown object. It was flying off the Alaska coast. All we know is that it was a high altitude object. So, I mean, it might very well have been another balloon, but we don't know exactly what it was yet. I'm sure we will get the details fairly soon. Then the earthquake update over in Turkey. Children are being rescued from the ruins days after the earthquake. A 10-year-old baby and his mother were rescued after surviving 90 hours in the rubble. Unfortunately, though, the death toll continues to climb. We're at 23,000 thus far. In Jerusalem, two were killed in a bus stop attack. So I guess somebody rammed the bus stop, a car rammed the bus stop, killed two individuals, one of them being a six-year-old boy. So a very terrible tragedy right there. Russia responding to the latest wave of sanctions. They're cutting oil output by 5%. So they're going to cut production by 500,000 barrels a day in March. So, of course, oil prices jumped up after this announcement, which means gas prices will be going up here fairly soon as well. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. A couple of the other stories out here. SpaceX, I almost said Tesla. I mean, it's owned by the same guy, but SpaceX has test fired 31 engines on the most powerful rocket ever. Now, previously NASA had launched the most powerful rocket, but that was the most powerful rocket up to that point. SpaceX, their rocket's even bigger than that one, more powerful. So they're testing this thing. They're hoping to the purpose of this rocket is to basically fly to and from the moon all of the time. So let's see what happens with that one. Then California cold case DNA. Well, I love these DNA, always bringing up old cold cases. DNA links a Southern California man to 1981 killings. But I'm talking about like the year 1981, not that many killings. It was two women who were killed back in 1981. They said the suspect has been hiding in plain sight for 42 years. He's a Navy veteran. He's being charged with the 1981 cold case. So pretty crazy with the what we keep getting from all this, you know, from DNA and what we're able to do with DNA. The Amsterdam has banned cannabis in the red light districts. They've banned public smoking in the red light districts. So previously, you know, Amsterdam was kind of known for they were one of the first places to be very lax when it came to marijuana and cannabis, and they still have lax laws, but they just no longer want it in public space, out in the open and outdoors. So there you go right there. Got a couple other stories here for you, but first let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update brought to you by Avalon HR. We do have a couple accidents in the area. First off, North 9th Avenue at Underwood Avenue. Slow-moving traffic due to an accident with a roadblock. We also have an accident on North Blue Angel Parkway. This is going to be at Dog Track Road. In the southbound direction, expect slowdowns in between Dog Track and 98, as well as Mobile Highway. This is going to be Mobile Highway north and southbound lanes as you are approaching West Michigan Avenue. We do have an accident right there with a roadblock. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Roseanne Barr has a new stand-up special. It's her first one in nearly 20 years. And a couple of the things that are coming out from it over already. She talked about being canceled over a racist tweet. She says it was witch burning. And she says at one point she's had COVID four times now. Don't know if that was setting up a joke or that's actually real. And then she's... and then she has a thing where she talked about pronouns, you know, because that's kind of the big thing going on right now is pronouns. And she says, yeah, my pronouns are kiss my... Yeah, I can't finish the rest of that sentence. Roseanne Barr's controversial, controversy coming up on a new show called Cancel This. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. The Pensacola Symphony Orchestra presents Cirque Spectacular. It's coming up tomorrow at the Sanger Theater. Cirque Acrobats, Classical Dance, and Contemporary Theater. Troupe Vertigo with the Pensacola Symphony. Tickets are on sale now. For more information, go to our website, newsradio923.com. Coming up here next, we're going to get we'll get top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Leap for Change. That's Leadership Pensacola's two class projects that's going to help provide basic needs, including food, hygiene products, clothing, and other necessities to specific local organizations that serve families and children who actually live in Pensacola. To learn more about Leap for Change and our other projects, or to donate, go to our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Coming up here in about 10 minutes, we've got a columnist for Sports Illustrated who's talking about the Super Bowl and said there was some major things that are annoying about the Super Bowl. So we'll talk about some of those coming up here in about 8 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. The Pentagon says a high-altitude object that posed a threat to the U.S. was shot down after it entered American airspace. A general said it was detected flying over Alaska at 40,000 feet. The CDC is adding the COVID vaccine to routine immunization schedules for kids and adults. That joins the flu, polio, measles, mumps, and rubella and other shots. However, doesn't necessarily mean the CDC is making the shot mandatory for children. Chicago still in the running to host the Democratic National Convention next year. The Sun-Times says the Windy City and Atlanta are the frontrunners for the 2024 event. And there's not going to be a traditional Super Bowl pregame interview with the president, with the network airing the big game. Apparently, the White House said Fox declined its offer for Biden to be interviewed by its Fox Soul streaming service, which is geared for black viewers. It appears Fox wanted the interview to be conducted with top personalities from Fox News. Bobby?
Yeah, I saw this as well, is that there was going to be a... And I guess it keeps going back and forth, though. I saw something 20 minutes ago that said Biden is going to be doing the interview with Fox. And then I saw something 8 minutes ago that says, never mind, he's not. So yeah. I'm like, maybe we're just going to have to wait to see how he feels tomorrow, or not tomorrow, but Sunday before we actually know. So it's going to be up in the air until it actually happens. Like, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Like,
yeah.
I guess that might be what it's coming down to.
Yeah. Now, I watched the Pentagon briefing literally earlier this afternoon. Do you have a working theory on what this mystery object from a mysterious source is?
Well, I saw one report that said it's another high-altitude object, so my guess is it's probably another balloon. And this time, they were, because of, you know, how bad they handled it last time, they weren't going to let this thing get anywhere close to American airspace.
Now, this one, they said, was not nearly as big as the last one. They said it was about the size of a car. I think the previous one was like three buses, I think.
Oh, yeah, three buses.
So,
big, yeah.
Given the timeline, is it your summation of the events that this was China maybe just sticking a needle in there?
Just trying to push it further.
Pushing a button.
Like, seeing how far they can push it. So, you know, I mean, let's face it. China was probably surprised because they've had multiple balloons flying over American airspace. We've now know that. But they've never gone over private military installations and hovered. And they've definitely never crossed the entire continental United States. So I think they're like, wow, can't believe we did it. Let's see what else we can do. And so if it's not another balloon that happens to be smaller, it's probably, especially if it's the size of a car, it's probably a drone. So
yeah,
I think it's just them pushing.
I thought that too. Now, I mean, the Pentagon, you know, and I guess, you know, take their word for, you know, whatever. If you believe it, fine. If not, that's fine too, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But they said that this was not an object that, you know, could be controlled.
Oh, wait, they said the most recent one was one?
Like, yeah, the one that was shot down today. Like it wasn't a, I forget the exact verbiage that was used, but it was like a non-directional thing. It was just floating out there.
Yeah, well, that's what they said about the balloon, too. So,
yeah,
at least China, that's what China was saying about the balloon, is it wasn't navigable. But I'm sure we'll get details. They're withholding details right now, I'm sure. So, or maybe they won't give us details because they're afraid it'll escalate things with China. I don't know. But I mean, if it's not China, it's Russia. I mean, it's right off the coast of Alaska. So maybe it was Russia going, well, we'll mess with them now since China did it. You know? So either way, I think most everybody is going to be satisfied with this. Like, with this reaction, instead of, I mean, almost, it was like, I saw a poll, 65-70% of the country thought the Biden administration was wrong and waiting to shoot down the balloon. And so I think they couldn't wait. Whatever it was, it didn't matter. As long as it wasn't something civilian. And even if it was civilian, if it's something the size of the car, you need to get permission to fly that around. So, and if you're not going to get permission, it's going to get shot down. So I think that's another message, too, in and of itself, right? So, all right, let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR, I-10 and I-110 showing no delays. We do have slow traffic on Blue Angel Parkway. This is in between Dog Track Road and 98 in the southbound direction. We had an accident there a little bit earlier this afternoon, so causing some delays. We have typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge, and leaving Gulf Breeze proper, heading towards Tiger Point. Expect slow-moving traffic in front of the Nature Preserve, and it'll clear up right around Gondolier Boulevard. We are still seeing some slow traffic on 9th Avenue at Underwood Avenue due to an accident. This is the intersection right near Zips Car Wash. If you see something else on the roads or you have any details, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. Employing made easy. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, I got a text here that says, not to go all conspiracy theory, but I'm thinking the U.S. military sent something up and shot it down just to make Biden look good, make him look strong. And that's not all conspiracy theory. That very well might be the case. There's a strong argument that something like that could happen. All right, coming up here next, we've got some annoying things about the Super Bowl, at least according to a Sports Illustrated columnist. We'll talk about that coming up next.
So close to you right now, it's a force field.
I wear my heart up on my sleeve like a big deal. Your love bars down.
Let's call
on
right now, Bobby Ross, here on Radio 92.3. Coming up here in a couple of minutes, we've got your sports hit. Here's a Texas. You might have already talked about it, but sorry. Biden is a politician. He lives by the polling, and I agree with what you just said as well. And he says you are pushing a conspiracy that the government colluded with itself among thousands and thousands of people to put a drone so we could shoot it down to make a president look good. It's a right-wing station that has gone too far. Oh, good Lord. Well, I shared your far left-wing thoughts and opinions, so it's not that far right-wing. I mean, come on. I wouldn't put it past him. That's all I said. I wouldn't put it past him. I don't think it's a... I mean, he let a freaking Chinese spy balloon cross the entire United States and hover over military installations. That looks terrible. You got to make yourself look better. And if you don't think they do that kind of stuff, you got your head in the sand, not me. And I'm talking from right wing and left wing. They all do it. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. A Sports Illustrated columnist says Super Bowl's not all that great. He loves the game, doesn't like the spectacle, but says there's a bunch of things wrong with it, including the Madden simulation. Every year, Madden simulates the Super Bowl, and for some reason, media outlets cover it like they mean anything. Hey, I did. The simulation showed this year that the Eagles would beat the Chiefs. But he points this out. The simulation is 1-4 in predicting the winners over the past 5 Super Bowls, 5-6 over the past 11. Why is this even a thing? Okay, so now you've just let me know to root for the Chiefs or bet on the Chiefs. Here's one. I have to agree with this. Having to call it the big game instead of the Super Bowl. So you might hear this on the radio, TV, and things like that. But apparently the NFL has they've trademarked Super Bowl. So you can't legally say it in advertising and things like that. The NFL's even threatened to sue churches for promoting Super Bowl parties. He also said something we complained about yesterday. Commercials being released early. Yeah, don't release them early. Just let them come as they come. He's got a whole bunch of things that he's got a list of, but that's just something.
Open up the champagne, pop. It's my house, come on, turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where you been. Pour yourself something cold, baby, cheers to this.
Florida's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program is underway now. They are booking appointments. This is a free tax assistance program for those making $60,000 or less a year, either families or individuals. And volunteers are going to operate from 4 sites throughout the tax season: Pensacola State College's main campus, the Milton campus, the Warrington campus, and at Goodwill on Olive Road. Call 211 to schedule your time today for the United Way's United Way of West Florida's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here in about 10 minutes. We've got your weekend movie preview. And then we've got your sports hit coming up as well. But first, let's get to your top 3 stories. United States has shot down an unknown object over Alaska. They say it's about the size of a car. 10-day-old baby and his mother were rescued after surviving 90 hours in the rubble in Turkey and Syria. However, the death toll is now over 23,000 people, almost 24,000. As the pandemic ebbs and flows just a little bit, an influential COVID tracker is finally being shut down. The main national COVID tracker is being shut down. Well, I mean, the reality of it is once they launched nationwide self-testing kits and more people just started doing self-testing, you were never going to have accurate. You're never going to have 100% accurate COVID numbers, but now you're way off when everybody's just testing for themselves. So the only way they can know if somebody's positive is if they actually decide to go get a second opinion and go get tested by a health agency or something. So, or at the hospital. So those are your top 3 stories. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. So of course the NFL, the Super Bowl is the big story. It's going to be on Fox on Sunday. Kickoff is right around 5:30. So stick around for that one. The NBA is on tonight, though. Charlotte Hornets take on the Boston Celtics at 6:30 on ESPN, followed by the Cleveland Cavs against the New Orleans Pelicans. And that'll be around 9 o'clock tonight. NCAA men's basketball at 5 o'clock. Kent State plays Buffalo on ESPN2 at 5 o'clock. At 6 o'clock on FS1, number 13, Xavier plays Butler on ESPN2. You've got St. Louis University playing Dayton. And at 10 o'clock, you've got Fresno State against Nevada. NCAA women's basketball, really no ranked games that are being televised tonight. NHL hockey, though, is going to be on ESPN+ and the NHL Network. And neither Tampa Bay nor Florida Panthers are playing in on any televised games tonight. Then when it comes to sports news, let me see if I can get to this real quick. The Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes has won his second MVP award after having a historic season. So even though some, like myself, thinks that Jalen Hurts had probably earned the MVP award because he was so important to his team, Patrick Mahomes did have a fantastic year. Michael Irvin filed a $100 million lawsuit against Marriott and the female staffer who accused him of sexual misconduct. Remember, he was taken off of NFL Network's radio coverage because of these allegations from her. So he's suing both Marriott and that individual. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio. Oh, wait. Tiger Woods is going to return to the PGA Tour next week at the Genesis Invitational. And the NBA All-Star Game is next weekend. And we have some injury replacements. De'Aaron Fox, Anthony Edwards, and Pascal Siakam? I can't remember how to pronounce his name. They are the fill-ins for injury replacements for the All-Star Game. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So I'll get you a couple of Super Bowl-related stories for you right after Traffic on the Fives.
I-10 and I-110 showing no delays throughout Pensacola. In the eastbound direction, we are seeing some slow-moving traffic on I-10. This is going to be getting into the Pensacola area on the Alabama side, but it's right off of 87 on I-10. And again, that's going to eastbound. Highway 90 eastbound leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. Expect slow-moving traffic due to construction, as well as 98 leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point. If you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Hey, attention homeowners. If you're thinking about selling your house, you need to think Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team at Leavenworth Realty. In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get the best price for your home. You need a realtor who can protect your equity and protect your family's future, and that would be Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth Realty team. She's an agent I trust. I've seen what she can do, and I've been impressed. She does more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you get the most money. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask your agent if they'll do that. Christina will make this offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing, generating her listings, demand. So she's got a list of buyers ready to buy. If you need to sell right away, Christina even has a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Call now at 850-723-9158. You can even text her. Just tell her Bobby said it's okay. 850-723-9158. Get your home sold today. So you could earn some free pizza. You could earn some free pizza. DiGiorno's is doing a free pizza giveaway if during the Super Bowl, any football hits the goalpost. That's right. During any kick of the big game. I said the bad word. Any kick during the big game on February 12th. If it hits the goalpost, doink. Then you can get a free pizza. So you got to enter for a chance to win, though. Basically, they go to DiGiorno's website, and they have a link right there for you to be able to win free pizza. So, pretty good one right there. All right. Some other Super Bowl things. We've heard all week long from Joe bringing up that there's all these prop bets. And there is, and so here's some of the prop bets. Somebody brought up the length of the national anthem, the length of the word brave in the national anthem. Will it be over 5 seconds or under? Well, that's interesting. And will there be a scoring drive that's shorter than the national anthem? So they're estimating the national anthem could be 2 minutes and 5 seconds. So will there be a scoring drive that is less than 2 minutes and 5 seconds? Will a player record an octopus? Yeah, it's a player who scores a touchdown and 2-point conversion, so 8 points. Will both Travis Kelce, who is the tight end for the Chiefs, and Jason Kelce, who's the offensive lineman for the Eagles, their brothers, will they both score a touchdown? Probably not. I mean, one of them is an offensive lineman, so that would be very difficult to do. What song will Rihanna sing first in her halftime show? Best odds, Don't Stop the Music. What color eyeshadow will Rihanna wear? Wow. And will the Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts first throw a touchdown or an interception? And so there's all kinds of different prop bets for the Super Bowl that you could check out. So kind of an interesting thing going on over there. Who will the Super Bowl MVP refer to first in his speech? The teammates, God and religion, city and fans, personal family, coaches, or team owner? So there's all kinds of different ones right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. We got your weekend movie preview. Stick around.
I live my day as if it was the last. Live my day as if there was no past.
Coming up here at the next hour right after our news update. We got your unemployment update. And we're going to talk about college degrees and the clout of college degrees and getting jobs. Got your weekend movie preview coming up here shortly, but first let's get a quick update with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, the Pentagon confirming a high-altitude object that entered American airspace shot down by the military in an F-22 today. Brigadier General Pat Ryder said it was detected flying over Alaska at 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight. Over 23,000 people dead now after the 7.8 magnitude earthquake that rocked Turkey and Syria days ago. About 19,000 of those deaths happening in Turkey. Disney World self-governing status in Florida over. The newly passed bill gives the state more control over Disney World's board, which handles local governments. And a Colorado man fighting with his HOA over their demand that he remove an unusual decoration from his lawn. Sean McGarry says he found a toilet sitting in his yard last October, found out that his neighbors had placed it there as a joke, and so he decided to just run with it. He decorated it for Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, and was planning to do so for Valentine's. However, he received a notice that the HOA wants the toilet flushed for violating community standards. He's not budging, and he set up a GoFundMe account for donations to pay any fines they level against him.
All right. That's pretty bizarre story right there, pretty in-depth. Before we let you go, though, I need to know. I meant to ask you this a little bit earlier. Super Bowl pick. Who you got winning the Super Bowl? Doesn't have to be score or nothing.
I'm going to say I don't like picking against Patrick Mahomes, but I think that the Eagles are just a better team. I'm going to go with the Eagles.
All right, yeah. I do think the Eagles are pretty good, but I'm actually going to go with the Chiefs on this one. I just think either way, I think it's going to be a close game. I think it'll be I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think it's going to be an offensive battle. Even though the Eagles have a very good defense, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, like 31-28 or something like that, and with the Chiefs just barely winning. So
I gotcha. Gracie, what do you
got any picks for the Super Bowl?
I usually go with which quarterback I think is cuter, so I'm going to go with the Eagles.
All right.
So, okay.
Here's going to Jalen Hurts.
There we go. Sound selection.
Yeah, that's better analysis than either one of us can offer up. So,
exactly. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 93. It's Friday. It's Talks and Movies.
Now.
It's time for
a weekend movie.
All right. Weekend movie preview here is... where'd it go? I've got actually quite a few movies coming out today. So in the theater, you've got Titanic's 25th anniversary, rated PG-13, of course, and it's been remastered in 4K 3D. So even if you did see it before, you might want to go see it in 4K 3D this weekend. Magic Mike's Last Dance is in the theater, starring Channing Tatum. He comes back for a third installment. He's now retired from stripping and working as a bartender in Florida. And that's where he meets Salma Hayek's character, who asks him to come to London to help her produce a stage play. And I guess things get a little bit crazy there. And then there's a Netflix film starring Reese Witherspoon and Ashton Kutcher called Your Place or Mine. It's PG-13, where Reese Witherspoon and Ashton Kutcher are best friends, yet total opposite. She craves routine with her son in L.A. He strives for change in New York. When they swap houses and lives for a week, they discover what they think they want might not be what they really want. And then there's another one on Amazon Prime that's out this week, says Somebody I Used to Know. It's rated R, stars Alison Brie, and stars a workaholic, Alison Brie, who's on a trip to her hometown, spends a night reminiscing with her ex-boyfriend, which makes her start questioning everything about her choices she's made and the person she's become. So a couple other weekend movie preview movies out. There's one called At Midnight on Paramount Plus that came out. It's a romantic comedy. No big stars really in it. There's another one called Meet Me in Paris that is on Roku. It's like a Roku original, and it also doesn't really have any big stars in it, but that was one, it's also another romantic comedy out there. I'll give you some more movie news and movie stuff coming up right after Traffic on the Fives.
No major slowdowns in I-10 or I-110 throughout Pensacola, as well as 29 north and southbound lanes checking in clear. Leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point, expect some slow-moving traffic in front of the Nature Preserve, as well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. Our slowdowns on 9th Avenue have cleared up. If you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, so on DVD or digital download, Black Panther Wakanda Forever. So last week it came out on streaming on Disney Plus, but now you can actually download it on digital download if you want to check it out. And then when it comes to other movie news, Disney came out this week. This is one of the stories we talked about earlier. They announced new sequels to Zootopia and Frozen and Toy Story. That's right, a Toy Story 5. Oh my goodness. Now it was just came out today that Tim Allen will indeed play Buzz Lightyear's voice in Toy Story 5. So we'll have a Frozen 2 and a Zootopia 2 as well. Then I saw this Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul, of course, who starred together in Breaking Bad. Bryan Cranston had an interview one time and talked about how he says, I never tasted the meth, because, you know, the blue pills, the blue meth that they made. He said, I never tasted it until we were working one night. It was probably the 16th or 17th hour working in the lab. He says, and Aaron reached into a handful of the product and starts shoveling the methamphetamine into his mouth, which is, of course, not real methamphetamine. He says, I'm getting so tired, I'm eating. I go, you're really getting high off this? And then he said, well, it's just sugar. I tasted one. I said, oh, that's pretty good. He goes, next thing, they rolled the camera, and he and I were eating just all the methamphetamine. So they just started snacking on the methamphetamine and ended up eating it all. Oh, boy, that's funny. Speaking of meth, let's get today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Purdue professor arrested for dealing meth. What? Yeah, that's right. A Purdue University professor was arrested after being accused of dealing meth and propositioning women for, you know, stuff. 65-year-old, who's arrested after a lengthy investigation and faces a myriad of charges, including unlawful proposition, dealing methamphetamine, and possession of methamphetamine. Huh? Okay. Yeah, apparently he's been teaching. He's an aeronautical and astro-aeronautical engineer who's been at Purdue since 2014. There you go. Sounds a little bit like Breaking Bad right there. You got a professor who's dealing the meth. I wonder if he was making it. That's cool right now, Bobby Ross, News Radio 92.3.